time for the Apple Watchcast. Apple Watchcast, a podcast dedicated to the Apple Watch.
It's time once again for the Apple Watchcast, where we talk about any and everything Apple Watch, Apple's most personal and healthy device yet. This is episode 182 for the week of April 2nd. I'm your host, Tom, and joining me is Vincent and Chris. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, hey.
Hello there. We are pre-recording this episode since I'm going to be on the road, but we still wanted to give everybody a show, just like we did last week. So there won't be any current news this week, except for the fact that we just heard, and I at least want to comment on it. Of course, Apple wouldn't wait until I was done with my trip. How dare they not check with me? But new bands were released. By the time you hear this episode, you may already be aware of it. Some spring colors for the nylon bands. I think the Nike bands are now sold separately in their different colors and configurations. So, and they've kind of toned down the number of SKUs, which I thought was kind of interesting. That you can only get, I think, the Sport and the Milanese Loop with your watch now when you purchase it. That all the other bands, I think, will be separate. And I wonder what that strategy is for. I guess we'll talk about it more when we do our full regular show. Did you guys see that today?
Just now.
I did. I saw a release come in and briefly looked at a website that had them listed. I guess it pinged out to the Apple site. So they look nice. Is the Nike bands just the traditional colors, or did they change anything up there?
I think they looked – I had a quick – glance at. I haven't had time to dig into it yet, but they look similar to the configurations you could get before.
Okay.
Kind of the gray and the black and the green, you know, the mixture thereof.
That's par for the course, right? I mean, they released the Hermes band separately. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nike.
That's true. Now, the spring colors for the nylon, it's like almost like pastels kind of thing. And there's a couple of Sport mm-hmm. band new colors. Very light and pastel-y, I guess is a way to describe it. Different. The nylon band, it's almost like it has three stripes in it now.
Right.
And the one I saw was kind of different configuration of it. But anyway.
I mean, nothing dramatic, but I did like the look of them. I'll probably go buy one. They're very spring-like.
And we knew they were coming. We knew that mm-hmm. they would do that. They just didn't do it in an event. They just announced it.
Exactly. They just like showed up.
Yeah. Boom, here it is. all right.
Well, someone accidentally hit post.
Is that what happened?
I don't know.
You ever done
Who
that?
Hit that?
You ever accidentally post something?
Yeah.
Planning stuff? I've done that on social media. Mm-hmm. It's like I meant to hit the button that says schedule, but I hit post now and I'm like, oh, crap. Quick, go delete that. anyway, I thought we would do an app or crap show. We've done some for our Patreon listeners, and I think we got like five total episodes there, and a few of them are app or crap, but I don't think we've done one as a regular show in a while, so I thought it'd be kind of fun to do that. So you guys set? You ready for that?
Indeed,
definitely.
Okay, who would like to go first?
Well, I've got a small app. I can go.
Okay, a small app.
A small app?
All right, go.
A small, very interesting utility app called Ring Buzzer. And it's free. And you know how on your phone you can set different types of ringtones for different contacts? Well, your watch doesn't have that. And so what this app does is it allows you to assign certain contacts to vibrate on your watch different patterns.
Hmm. For messages or for phone?
For phone.
Phone, okay.
Mm-hmm. Phone.
Hmm.
Just vibrates? Doesn't give a different ringtone.
Yeah, just vibrates on your watch.
And what's it called again? Ring what?
Ring Buzzer.
Ring Buzzer. And free app?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can you just pick? Is there like a set number of configurations you can pick? Like dot, 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 or dot, dash? No, I guess I'm doing Morse code now.
Yeah,
like that, or is it you can customize it?
Yeah, it has certain sets of patterns that allow you to assign to a contact.
Okay.
Wow. It'd be kind of cool. I don't know why this couldn't be an app because, wait. It comes through messages?
No, it just comes through
the phone.
The phone.
It just rings. It's like a haptic ringtone.
Notification. Customized. A notification that I have. Okay.
I would say this, Vincent. You know, when you have the haptic feel for a left or right hand turn when you're doing the maps, those are always kind of difficult to figure out sometimes. So this, unless these are kind of really segregated, I find it difficult to, you know, is that so-and-so or so-and-so?
Yeah, do I turn left or right? Oh, my God.
That's right.
I'm not even driving.
I think, yeah, why not? I mean, it sounds possible to do. If not, it's kind of cool. There should be one. I think it's an app.
I think it's kind of cool. I think it could even be real, but I'm going to say crap just because, like you said, the haptic feel on your watch is neat to let you know something's there, but just segregating it might be a little difficult. So I'm just going to go, but that doesn't mean it's not an app, but I'm just going to say it's not an app anyway, just to be different.
Okay, so Chris, you say it's not an app. I say it's an app. What is it, Vincent?
Well, that buzzing feeling is saying crap.
Okay. Well, it should be.
You're on it.
That should be an app. That's kind of neat.
I actually came upon an app that helps you figure out if, I think it's called Truecaller, if the caller is spam. And so you basically allow it to access there's a setting in your phone to intercept the call and understand what the number is. And so I figured, hey, why not have it for the watch to tell me if it's spam and not even pick it up, right? But
I think in the future, I'm sure there'll be some custom ringtones you can throw to your watch. It's actually a ringtone if you have the sound on. Mm-hmm. Sound off would be neat. It would be, because then you know if it's kind of a family member, a work colleague, or just, you know, no one you know. Those three things might be good. Those three haptic rings might be good enough.
Yeah, it's nice to be notified. Like if I have, you know, a bunch of different email addresses, and I want to be notified in a different way when one comes in from a certain email. Just so I know, and I've got it set on the phone for a different vibration. That when it's a very strong one. So when I hear that, I know I've got an email that I need to get to.
Yeah, it's
quickly.
An important one.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, what's funny today is during the confirmation hearing, I heard an Apple Watch ring go off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which was pretty hilarious because they're all the same, right? There's no difference.
Okay, I've got an app here. Now, these days, using credit cards is so common. In fact, we mentioned this on our last show. I think we talked about how rare using cash is. And most people have several credit cards for different reasons. But one reason is that these cards offer rewards for using them. So, you know, keeping track of all these different types of rewards, and more importantly, where to use them can be a headache. This app will tell you which credit card to use for your purchase at either like a restaurant, a hotel, or a movie, or wherever you go. It will tell you which of your credit cards is best for that particular purchase and will give you the most rewards. It's a free app, and it's called Which Card.
That's a good concept. I guess it does it not based on history, but it must have some intelligence to know that that card aligns to that movie theater to give you better points. It must have some intelligence in it.
So you have to tell it which credit card you have?
Yeah. No, it just knows. No, you have to tell it.
you load up all
That'd
your
be
different.
Creepy.
Sure. Yeah. It just scans your wallet. It knows.
So, for example, I guess Capital One, it would say use Capital One here because that's good, or use your Delta SkyMiles card here because it's good. Is that what you're saying? Get the most points or
yes,
best purchase. Okay. And it what does it do on the watch?
That's where you get it'll notify you on the watch. You can look it up.
Go ahead.
I was going to say I guess I'm negative Nelly tonight. I'm thinking that's crap because you have to do something on your phone or something to initiate the notification. Like what you're buying where. Maybe if you use Apple Pay and you throw your watch or your phone against the Apple Pay, and it would say, no, use this card. So I think it's a good concept, but I'm not sure how it would execute. So I'm saying crap. Negative Nelly.
Negative Nelly. I like that.
Yeah, I'm going to lean towards Chris here.
Oh, no.
I think this is something you came up with while you were packing. And like, which card am I taking? Wish there was an app that told me.
Of all the credit cards I have and all the apps that I have, this would be the one I need to take because it's a real app.
It's a real nice app.
Yes. Wow. It's called Which Card.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know how well it works, but it's a real app.
I'm going to look into it. Yeah. Although I only carry like just my American Express card. That's it. Okay. Both personal and business.
Right.
And like a check card. I don't have a whole lot of credit cards, but it still might look into it.
Now, when you search for it, search for Which, WHICH dash card, like all one unit there.
Wow.
Yeah. That's very neat. All right. Guess
I'm next.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. My app is called Show Me the Dough. It's free. And basically, it gives you different definitions of bread types around the world. Bread that you eat, not money bread that you give out to people. So basically, on the phone, you load up the app, and you can scroll through a country, hit that country, and it'll kind of give you a list of breads of that country. So like in America, or the Americas, you can scroll and hit cornbread, and it gives you a picture of the bread, and then it'll say things like, can be baked or fried, has a golden appearance, usually has a moist interior. So that's what happens on the phone. And on the watch, it just gives you an alphabetical list of all the breads. Doesn't let you do a search by country, but you can just scroll up and down to get to the bread you like, hit it, and it gives you the picture, swipe right, and it gives you the description. So it's called Show Me the Dough.
Wow.
I thought it was going to be a currency thing. Yeah, like show me the money. that's a lot of detail. Center, huh? If he's making this up, that's a lot of detail.
Yeah, you've written the technical specifications for this app?
Well, you know what? I think I have a tendency to go into detail no matter if it's app or crap. So I'm just I try to be consistent.
And how much is it?
Wow.
It's free.
It's free.
God, so, I can't imagine paying for it.
But what, I can't imagine using it. What would you use this for? Just to look up, like
a bread connoisseur?
Hey, a lot of people are into bread.
I guess so.
But
you kind of have to know what it is to look it up, don't you? So yeah. If I'm in a restaurant and they give me some weird bread, how would I find that? I don't know.
Ask for it.
Yes. Yeah. What's this called?
What's it called?
Show me the dough. This developer's not making any dough.
I'm gonna be negative Nelly. I'm gonna say crap.
since I bake bread, I'm going to say it's an app.
Okay.
Just to support all the bakers out there. Unless you're baking something else, sir.
Yeah, he's cooking something else. All right. So I'm saying crap, and I don't know why. Just a gut feeling. And then, Vincent, you say it's an app.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Chris. What is it?
All right. Well, I guess when we start developing this app, we'll go to Vincent to get his breads loaded first. So I made it up. But you can go to Wikipedia and say breads of the world, and your app is there. They're all listed. And you just scroll through the web page, and every bread in the world is listed there. It's kind of cool.
I do like your name, though, for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Show me the dough. That's interesting. Or no, show me the bread, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah, show me the dough.
Show me the dough. Okay. Wow.
That's funny.
That is amazing, though, that no one has. There's got to be a bread app out there, right?
Well, I tried to find something. I didn't find anything like this.
Huh.
I think there's like baking bread, and but it's limited. Mm-hmm. But maybe someone out there in the listening world has something. But I didn't. I tried to Google something and see if it was out there, and I didn't really see anything.
Okay.
So except Wikipedia page with 200 different kinds of bread.
So we had two crap and one app today.
Yes.
We're more crap than app. This episode. Well, great. That was fun. D- do this again. Well, that's all the time we have for this episode. Thank you, Scott. Listen to me.
I can be Scott.
You can be Scott. Okay, why don't you be Scott? Thank you, Vincent and Chris, for being here. I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. And thank you out there for listening, if you're still listening after all this. If you'd like to support the show and get a little something extra in return, you can become a patron of the Apple Watchcast. Just visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/AppleWatchcast and select whatever level you'd like to subscribe to for as little as $1 a month and get all sorts of great stuff for subscribing. Doesn't cost a lot, and it helps us to continue to produce this show. So check it out at patreon.com/AppleWatchcast. As always, you can find links to some of the stuff we talk about on our website at applewatchcast.com. You can subscribe to us in iTunes. It's the best way to never, ever miss an episode. And while you're there, leave us a review. If you have any questions about the Apple Watch or about our show, send us an email at comments@applewatchcast.com. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter at Apple Watchcast. Thanks for listening. Until our next show, you're on your own time.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.